Old Rink Rank by the Brothers Grimm. Read for you by Alethea Contis, Ariel Branson, and Cassidy Branson. Once upon a time, there was a king who had a daughter. And this king had a glass mountain built and said that whoever could climb over the mountain without falling could have his daughter for his wife. A man who loved the king's daughter came and asked the king if he could have her. "Yes," the king said, "if you can climb over the mountain without falling, you may have her." Then the king's daughter said that she would go with the man and hold him if he was in danger of falling. So they began climbing over the mountain. And when they were halfway up, the king's daughter slipped and fell through the glass mountain, which opened up and closed so that she became locked inside. The bridegroom could not see what had happened to her, for the mountain had closed too quickly. He felt miserable and wept. And the king, who was sad too, ordered the mountain to be broken to see if he could retrieve her, but they could not find the spot where she had fallen. In the meantime, the king's daughter had fallen deep down into the earth and landed in a large cave. An old fellow with a very long gray beard had then come to her and told her that he would let her live if she would be his servant and do everything he commanded. If not, he would kill her. So she did everything he ordered. Every morning he took a ladder out of a pocket and placed it against a wall and climbed to the top of the mountain. Then he pulled the ladder up to him on top. While he was away, she had to cook his dinner, make his bed, and do all his work. And when he returned home, he always brought heaps of gold and silver with him. When she had spent many years with him and had become very old, he called her Mother Mansrot, and she had to call him Old Rinkrank. Then, one day, after he had departed and she had made his bed and washed his dishes, she closed all the doors and windows tightly except for a tiny one which let the light shine through. This she left open. When Old Rinkrank returned home, he knocked on his door.
"Mother Mansrot, open the door for me!"
"No,"
she said.
"I won't open the door for you, Old Rinkrank."
"Then," he said,
"here I stand, poor Rinkrank. 17 feet long, I stand on planks on my tired-out feet. Mother's Mansrot, wash my dishes."
"I've washed your dishes already,"
she replied. Then he said once more,
"Here I stand, poor Rinkrank. 17 feet long, I stand on planks on my tired-out feet. Mother Mansrot, make my bed."
"I've already made your bed,"
she replied. Then he said once more,
"Here I stand, poor Rinkrank. 17 feet long, I stand on planks on my tired-out feet. Mother Mansrot, open the door for me."
Then he ran around the house to the other side where the tiny window was open. He thought to himself,
"You better look inside to see what she's up to and why she won't open the door for you."
When he tried to push his head through the window, he found it was impossible because his beard was too long. So he stuck his beard through the window first. But just as he had got it through, Mother Mansrot arrived and pulled the window shut with some rope that had been attached to the window, and the beard was caught tight. Then Old Rinkrank began to whine miserably because he was in pain.
"Let me go."
And he pleaded with her to let him go.
"Please let me go. Let me go."
She told him that she would not set him free until he gave her the ladder that he used to climb the mountain. Whether he liked it or not, he had to tell her where the ladder was. So she tied another very long rope to the window, and then she set the ladder against the wall and climbed to the top of the mountain. And when she was on top, she pulled the window open with the rope. Then she went to her father and told him all that had happened to her. The king was very glad, and her bridegroom was still there. They went and dug up the mountain and found Old Rinkrank inside with all his gold and silver there. Then the king had Old Rinkrank put to death and took all his silver and gold. And the king's daughter was still able to marry her bridegroom, and they lived quite happily thereafter in splendor and joy. The end.